Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Real Estate Pros. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I am your host, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate pros and industry experts from across Australia and around the world to learn a little bit about them personally and the stories behind their success in the business of real estate to hopefully inspire you to take your career to another level. And I'm excited about today's show. I'll be speaking with Gary Peer, a director at Gary Peer Real Estate in Melbourne. Gary is going to share with us his background in the real estate industry. We're going to discuss some of the initiatives that have contributed to the success of their business and why Gary believes that real estate is a game that is won or lost in your mind. But before we catch up with Gary, I have another discovery I'd like to share with you this week. So let's do that right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Business Depot, real estate specialists, accountants and business advisors. From startup to growth or succession, muscle up and raise the bar of your real estate business. Check them out at businessdepot.com.au.
Now, I know most of you, if not all of you, are on social media, and an interesting statistic when it comes to social media marketing is a post on your social media channels with an image attached can attract between 120 and 180% more engagement than a post with just text. So with that in mind, I'd like to tell you about an app that we're having a lot of fun with at the moment, and I know a lot of our clients are enjoying in their real estate businesses as well. It's called WordSwag, spelled WordSwag, WordSwag. And what this app allows you to do is take a photo with your phone, and then you can overlay text and graphics and all sorts of different design assets on top of your photos, and you can apply filters to them. You don't have to be a graphic designer or a professional photographer to really make your photos look great using the app. And then you can publish straight to your social media profiles directly from the app. So it's a really great way of standing out on social media over your competitors. If all they're doing is just posting the images that they do, this is just a great way to really engage your fans and followers and get the attention of people online. So go and check it out. It does cost $2.99 on the App Store to download, but certainly well worth it if you're looking for ways to stand out online. So with that, let's transition over to this week's featured guest. Well, I'm excited about today's show. I'm speaking with Gary Peer from Gary Peer Real Estate in Melbourne. Gary and his business partner, Philip Kingston, got together back in 1986 with the passion and motivation to build one of the most admired real estate agencies in Australia. Awarded the Large Residential Agency of the Year Award in 2013, with a long list of other awards and nominations, Gary and Philip are still at the helm of the business today, leading and inspiring their team to constantly achieve the exceptional results for their clients. Gary, I've given our listeners just a brief overview, but take a moment, tell us a little bit more about you personally, and then give us an overview of your business.
Be very happy to, Josh. I'm not sure if anyone believes what you've said so far, but maybe I should quit while I'm ahead because that sounded really good. So I've got to thank who prepared that for us. But no, we haven't been in business for a long time and enjoying it. It's been a good journey, and we're now almost approaching the 30-year mark, so we're starting to think that we're getting a hang of this real estate thing, which is good, Josh, but every day presents new challenges, and you can never stop learning and trying to be better, and I think that's what our life in real estate has always been about, or in business has always been about.
And what about you personally, Gary? You've been in real estate for 30 years. What do you do in and around when you're not at the office?
Well, put it this way, if I won the lottery tomorrow, I don't think I'd be doing anything different because I love what I do. But having said that, I do have a lot of personal interests. I'm a very, very bad golfer, so I'd like to be less bad because I really enjoy that. And I'm a very poor gambler. Thankfully, I don't gamble too many high amounts, but I like the races and going to the casino occasionally. So that's another little vice that I've got there. So I'm telling you all the bad things, so you probably haven't got anyone left listening now.
Right.
My credibility shot. But no, I have happily married, still on the first wife, and not looking to change. Not sure if she's still on the first husband. A couple of kids and who are teenagers, and basically I get to be the boss while I'm at work, and then I do what I'm told when I'm home. So I know my place in the world, but love travelling and a little bit of sport, a little bit of tennis as well. So life's good. Can't complain. All is well personally, and certainly professionally, you know, forever hard at it. It's it's a challenging but very satisfying business, and every day presents something new to strive for. So that's a little bit about where I'm at. I'm not sure what else to tell you.
Yeah, well, Gary, can you describe for our listeners who aren't familiar with the areas where your offices are located, what is the market like in those areas for both sales and rentals, and what is it like working in this lovely business of real estate there in Melbourne?
Yeah, look, we're pretty lucky in where we're situated, Josh, although, you know, I think in many ways, and I'm sure it's an old worn cliche, you know, many ways you make your own luck, but we are situated, our office is situated in Caulfield North, which is probably in terms of the rankings of Melbourne suburbs, it's probably hovering around somewhere between 10, probably around number 10 in terms of most valuable or best suburb, somewhere between 10 and 20. We work on the, our office is situated on the border of four suburbs, Paran, East St Kilda, Caulfield North and Armidale, and we tend to have a very large market share in Caulfield North that sort of hovers somewhere around 60-65%, which is pretty exciting. St Kilda East, we run probably around about 30%, certainly not doing that much in Armidale, and sort of in and out of Paran pretty regularly, but no significant market share. So our office is in a good situation. For those that aren't in Melbourne or don't know it, we're probably 10 km from the city. We're in the southeast and Bayside areas. And we service, you know, a pretty wide area around us. So there's a number of, you know, Caulfield, which is our core suburb, is split into three. There's Caulfield North, Caulfield South and Caulfield. And, you know, we've certainly got the major market share. I suppose if you put a blanket over those three suburbs, we'd have at least 50%, I would have thought. Elsternwick's another strong suburb. And we're, you know, our new office is in St Kilda, which is literally 5 minutes up the road. And that's a fantastic Bayside suburb, probably the known historically as the tourist precinct. It's the Bondi of Melbourne, or the Glen Elg of Melbourne. So I'm sure it's quite as glamorous. It's got a bit of a seedy side to it, although it's getting cleaned up. And then we opened our second office in St Kilda 3 years ago. So it took us 25 years to think that we got the first one right. And now we've opened our second office, and we'll probably have a third one. Not too far away, and who knows from there.
Fantastic. Well, how many staff have you got across the offices now, Gary?
Got approximately 70 people now, so that's grown a fair bit over the years. We're still our main office, our mothership or head office is still on the same strip that it was when it opened. It's just that it enlarged. We had to enlarge our premises. I think we did that 9 times. So we within our area. But we're still on the same little strip that we're always in. And our structure is pretty much we manage about 1,700 properties. We've got about 13 or 14 people dedicated to that. We have in sales about 25 people. And then, of course, the rest of our people are in admin, so we're about 30 people there doing a variety of other admin sales and sales support roles, I guess.
Well, Philip and yourself are undeniably good friends who take your work seriously but don't seem to take yourselves too seriously, Gary. I don't think you'd mind me saying that.
Not at all.
And I say that because I saw you on stage at the Business of Real Estate Conference in Noosa last October, where you had everyone in fits of laughter before, during and after. Can you explain to our listeners who haven't seen GPTV what that's all about and what the impact this has made on your business?
Well, we've always, you know, I think our work's pretty intense. You know, I think being in real estate is pretty intense. And, you know, we're working, I mean, we've been going a long time. You know, I guess we've had a lot of success, but, you know, we still work really hard, and we always did. So I think it's important to try to get through, you know, the day. Not that it's a miserable day, it's a great day, but to try to make it as light and as enjoyable as possible. So, you know, we do have a lot of good humour. I think our staff have got it as well. We do have a lot of fun. That doesn't mean that we don't work hard or that we're wandering off to the pub or whatever, because we're pretty focused. I mean, I think we're very focused. But, yeah, we do. We take the lighthearted approach. GPTV is our weekly TV show, I suppose you could say. It's about 15 to 20 minutes, and if anybody wanted to click on there, that's something that we've done that's a bit different. It's a 15-20 minute program that basically gets produced and sent out every Tuesday. It reviews the properties that we've sold, that we're selling, talks about market share, features homes, talks about trends, bit of controversy, and basically probably half the show is just Philip and I abusing each other, which which is great. We like to do that with an audience, so not quite sure who's winning the battle. I think he is at the moment. terms, probably, because he likes to have a go at my hair and my suit and my weight and everything else. But we are a little bit of the odd couple. So, you know, there's no doubt that he is the, for those that know the odd couple, he's the Oscar Madison, the neat and tidy, and I'm the, he's the Felix Unger, I should say. So he's the very well organized, groomed, and neat one, and I'm the guy. Although, funnily enough, in business, it's actually the opposite in terms of management. Anyway, he's a bloody mess when it comes to management. I'm very organised, but anyway, we do have a lot of fun at each other's expense. But at the end of the day, it's all good, and we I think we get a good message that resonates certainly in the community that we work in. We're finding that the numbers are very good. We've been well recognised in the industry for that being one of the most innovative products going around. And look at something different. You know, we've always been into video. I think video is important. And, you know, I know when you talk about that conference, you know, most principals walked away saying, you know, we have to, improve ourselves in terms of video and the use of that in our industry, because I think that's the way it's going. And that's always been our thing. So from that point of view, I think we do it pretty well, but we're looking to get better at it.
Well, you've been using video for quite some time, and for anyone who hasn't seen GPTV, it is hilarious. Gary, I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes so everyone can check that out. But also, you did show a couple of videos at that conference from back in the, I would say, early 90s, possibly. Was it about the early 90s?
It would have been, yeah. It goes back a long time.
And there was one in particular that you showed an auction where Philip was in his finest form. And when I was researching for this interview, I noticed that it's not unusual to have other agents, both local and interstate, make the trip to watch how Gary P Real Estate carries out its auctions.
Can you explain
for our listeners what's so unique about the auctions there at Gary P?
Sure. Look, I'm going to hope that Philip's not going to listen to this, because I'm going to compliment him, but he is an amazing auctioneer, and I think that's been one of our strengths for a long time. He's incredible, and I don't think there's a better auctioneer going around, and I think that's a widely accepted view. He won't go, I don't know why, he won't go any of the auctioneer competitions, and you know, he talked about our awards. He would never let us go in awards either. Philip's just, he's just interested in doing deals. He's just not interested so much in being recognised. He's preferred to just get the bank account recognised and just keep doing deals. There's no question he is an amazing auctioneer. He's a very good negotiator. Known for that. And it's interesting, that old tape that I pulled out doing auction a long time ago, he's actually embarrassed by that, because he really has improved a lot since then, but it is still a great auction, and it just sort of captures the mood. And I think he has improved since then. And, you know, our auctions are definitely different. They have a lot of humour. He's got a lot of personality. He does personally connect with people. And he's just very determined to get the last set out of buyers. And I think that's what we owe our clients, our selling clients who pay us a duty. You know, we have to get them the best price. They have one opportunity. And our job is to, that's who our principal is, that's who pays us, and we have to optimise their selling opportunity. We don't take any business for granted. And, but what's incredible about Philip is, we do auctions Saturdays and Sundays, and he will do 7 auctions on a Saturday and 7 auctions on a Sunday, not every weekend, sometimes 8. And, we don't do them. We do them on site. So he's literally doing one at 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:32, 3:30, 4:30, and sometimes 5:30, and just running from house to house to house to house. And his auctions are long and drawn out. So there's no doubt that he is very fit. He needs to be very fit. To be able to do that volume of work still with, incredible enthusiasm and sharpness throughout is just extraordinary. So a lot of people will come to our auctions. We hand out gifts at our auctions. The last auction of the year, he went nuts and handed out Johnny Walker Blue and, Tickets to the Movies. And I don't know, I'm not sure whether we came out ahead on that one. he certainly is very much a showman, but at the same time he's very aware of the job that he's getting done. And we do have people coming from interstate and driving around following him because it's interesting. We hear our lines, Philip lines, out there in the market, and people are taking his lines and using them, which is fine because, you know, that's life. And we, you know, what they say, imitation is the best form of flattery. There's certainly plenty of things that we've taken from others, so we're okay with that too. And our job is to keep moving on and finding something new, and that's where we're forever evolving.
Well, something, Gary, that I've noticed about yourself and Philip, you're both fantastic storytellers. You tell great stories, and here, we often hear the 20,000-foot view of someone's success in the real estate industry, but here on our podcast, we want those stories. We want actual moments in time where you've either failed or succeeded in your real estate career. With that in mind, can you tell us a story, take us there with you, of a moment in your career where you'd felt like you'd failed? Take us there with you to that day. What happened and how it made you feel?
Well, we've had some incredible challenges. And, I mean, our business hasn't been all one way. And I don't think anybody that has had success hasn't had, you know, failure through the journey. And, you know, we've had lots and lots of success. And, you know, I could take you through many different trips on the journey. I mean, we certainly did have a very traumatic experience where we were charged for underquoting by the federal government. We had a court case in 2000, and look, a lot of people don't know about that because it's a long time ago, others do, but that was a very traumatic chapter in our business history. We had a court case for 3 years, you know, we learned an amazing amount from that, and our competitors used it against us in the marketplace to the point where they were delivering negative press into the streets of Caulfield, which is, you know, pretty low, I reckon, but, you know, they were giving it their best shot against us at the time. And this cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars and many, many years fighting. It was a case from the ACCC took us on, and look, there was nothing that we were doing that wasn't happening and prevalent throughout the industry. We were, we got caught quoting on a property that ended up at a higher level, and without taking through the whole, you know, A to Z, it was, you know, it was unbelievably traumatic, difficult. But, you know, you learn from those sort of things, and it cleaned up our business, and we were found guilty, although all of the different penalties that were sought weren't awarded. But still, you know, it did cost us an amazing amount of money and energy, and literally just couldn't believe it. So, you know, there was no victim. No one was affected by it. There was no one that lost or was hurt, or there's no one. They couldn't claim damages to anybody, but it was just one of those political issues where we were in the middle of it all, and our head was up when the bullets were flying, and we were the ones that got hit. So, you know, it was just extraordinary, incredible experience.
And what was it like? What was it like for you, Gary, when that piece of paper landed on your desk, or that I guess summons to appear in court arrived on your desk? How did that make you feel? What was that day like?
Look, it was incredible. I mean, it was a Friday morning. It was a Friday morning, and I was playing tennis. On my day off, because Friday's my own day off, I got off the tennis court, turned on my phone, and there was like 20 messages, everybody from, you know, every single person from the media, from Ray Martin to, all of them were calling, all wanted to interview me, and not, you know, so I was public enemy number one, from Neil Mitchell to Ray Martin to everybody, and we had to find somebody to represent us in the media. We found someone who we knew that was very good, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just had to stand there and just take the blows for a long, long time. So it was just shocking. And, you know, very, very proud of our business. We'd never been sued. We'd never had any issue like that before. And this was a very unusual situation where, as I said, you know, there was nobody that, I mean, you stuff up from time to time. We've made stuff ups, and I'm sure so has everybody else. But this was a victimless crime. So, you know, there was no one that we could say sorry to. There was no one that lost any money. It was just a political issue that we just got caught in the middle of. So it felt pretty bad, and it was probably, you know, one of the lowest points. I couldn't eat. I was, you know, depressed, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, and, look, it was terrible. You know, I had to dig very deep in terms of the well of those that supported me to get out of it. It took a long time to get out of it. And, you know, people walking around our office with cameras trying to interview people, and, you know, we were on Today Tonight. It was all that stuff, and, you know, which is amazing. So, you know, you if you do something that that can hurt or affect someone, I kind of understand. But not that I'm defending what happened. You know, that is a bad practice, and there's no question that, you know, we had to stand up at the end and say, well, you know, we got caught for doing something that was rife in the industry at that time, and we've tightened everything up. Our business has never become tighter and better since it. But, you know, you do learn a lot. Those sort of moments do define you.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's take it to the other end of the spectrum, Gary. Can you tell us a story that sticks out in your mind of a moment in your career where you felt like the formula you had in place was the right way about growing a real estate business? And again, take us there with you to that day. Tell us a story. What happened? What was going through your mind and how did it make you feel?
Oh, look, I think winning the REIV award of, you know, best large agent was pretty incredible. You know, given that we actually never entered the awards before. We never ever entered the REIV awards. So this was the first time, it was last year. We entered the awards. We were finalists in 8 categories, which was stunned. And I didn't expect to win anything. And, you know, the first 4 categories that were named on the awards night, we didn't win any of. We thought it was going to be a tough night. and then the next 4 we won, which was incredible. And they were, firstly, there was the multi-office promotion award, and that was, we were laughing at winning that because, you know, we were up against Barry Plant that has, you know, 80 offices, and Ray White, I don't know how many thousand offices. And we had 2 offices. So we thought, well, this has got to be some sort of a joke if we've been nominated. So to have won that award was incredible. But that was really about the innovative approach of marketing our opening office, I think. Then we won the Best Communications Award, which I think, you know, GPTV had something to do with that. The Innovation Award, which we won also at national level. And to win the Best Large Agent Award, you know, I've got to say we're pretty choked up about that on the night. And stunned. So my wife's been part of our business for many years. She worked with me for 20 years till very recently, which she's just sort of taken a break, coming back now. But, you know, she didn't want to come, but we talked about the awards. I said, don't bother coming because we were not going to win anything. And then, of course, we got up and won the big one on the night. So that was a great acknowledgement, I suppose, of who we are, what we've done. But more so, it was just great for our team because, you know, we have got a phenomenal team of people that, that Philip and I are very proud of, and to be able to see them acknowledged that way, you know, that was the best award we could have ever won. So yeah, it was a proud moment, but you know, it's one of those incredible, surreal experiences, and it was just a great buzz.
Gary, you can't help but realise how proud Philip and yourself are of the entire team. And a story that sticks out in my mind that I recall you mentioned at the conference back in October was your shoe night that you put on for the ladies in the office. Can you explain for our listeners what I might be alluding to there?
No, we have a lot of stuff that we do for our guys. And I mean, our guys do a lot of stuff for us, so it works both ways. But we've had a couple of, I guess one of the things that people have taken note of and found very interesting is our shoe night. And, you know, we have had we call it ladies night, where we'll take our ladies in a bus to a mystery destination and do something. And we have a couple of times take them to a shoe store and made a little presentation to them. I had some wine and cheese and said, the store's yours, grab a pair of shoes or two. And it's been pretty extraordinary, you know, the effect that that's had. So I guess you can never underestimate what shoes mean to women, but but we learned about that. We learned about that. So, and we, you know, that was a great fun thing. But look, I think when you recognise your people and you give to them, you know, that does make them feel warm and good, and they deserve it. You know, this is the backbone of our business, and our value, the value of our business, our currency is our people. And, you know, they are incredibly loyal and incredibly competent, and their heart's in the right place. And, you know, we're very, very proud of everybody that works for us. And look, we just love seeing them grow as well. And a lot of our time spent seeing how they can grow and creating opportunities for us. And I think that's probably one message that, you know, can pass on to principals, is that if you can grow your people and they're good and you love them, then they won't leave you.
And one thing I did pull out of the presentation that Philip and yourself did, that initiative in itself has attracted staff to your business. Is that right?
Well, you know, people talk about it. I mean, it's
because the phone's about to start ringing. every female in real estate is about to get on the phone too.
We're starting to do our interviews in shoe stores now, so you know, that's it. So look, it was talked. You know, it is talked about. I mean, I don't know if it's that single thing. I think, you know, I think when people look at employers, it's a bit of a package deal, and I think it's the same when we look at staff. You know, when we look at potential new team members, we look at everything, and I think people look at you the same way. So, you know, it's hard to get good people, and for us it is. I don't know for others, and I think we've got a pretty good brand, but we still find it's not easy to get good people. We never take any of our people for granted, and I think definitely people are going to evaluate you on what you do, and there are people that know about a lot of the stuff that we do do. We have an amazing interview function as well, like seriously incredible stuff that we do every year. So our people will evaluate in the big picture, I guess, all sorts of components of what they're going to be doing and how they're going to be recognising, and that's one thing that, you know, that some of them have found out about that we say that and like it, but I don't think people are going to just come with you for a pair of shoes. Is they want to know that they're going to have, you know, a future with you and be well looked after and be secure.
No doubt. Well, Gary, if I can shift gears just a little bit, you mentioned a little bit earlier about those achievements around the marketing of the business. And the three biggest challenges every person working in real estate faces when it comes to marketing is either creating awareness of the brand, generating leads, or increasing loyalty and advocacy from their current clients. Can you give our listeners an overview of some of your marketing strategies, technologies, and philosophies behind solving some of these challenges?
Yeah, look, you know what? It's funny. I mean, I hear what you say, and you're right. And, you know, I see, you know, I get the emails like everybody else about, you know, all of the whiz-bang stuff you can do, and it's great, and the way people can reach people is great. And I think that – so I think certainly for salespeople, I think that you can get a bit lost in being too tech-savvy and a bit too, you know, good at being efficient in terms of technology and reach. But I think at the end of the day – I think people want real people, and, you know, for us, we built our business as a boutique brand, and I think some people felt with that image and philosophy, they're going to get looked after and cared for, and I think most sellers just want that, you know. That, so certainly, I mean, I've got one of my top operators is unbelievable with database. You know, he's incredible. He's amazing information, sends it regularly, sends it en masse, and he's phenomenally successful. So I don't for a minute say that you can't be great at that and be successful. But I think you'd be even more successful if you just picked up the phone and called people as well. And, you know, this is someone that's writing, you know, in excess of $1 million year in, year out. So there's not a lot I can teach them about their attraction business. But it's a business in two parts. It's a business in one part about, you know, finding sellers and basically bonding with them. And that's really a long process. An intense process, because you're not the only person, and a competitive process, you're not the only person that wants to do that. So that's the first step. And then I guess if I look along the years in real estate, then it's a matter of gathering these people and staying close to them. So it's not a complicated philosophy, and anybody can do it in any area, because most people don't just give great service. Most people take shortcuts. They don't do it thoroughly. And when I'm talking about thoroughly, I'm talking about really taking care of someone. They're ringing them weekly, talking about the market, talking about what's happening, talking about what sold, talking about what price got dropped, talking about what might be new for them. So I think it's important to get on the page of people and understand what they want from you and what they're doing, rather than just marketing yourself with a photo saying, oh, look how good I am, I've sold. So I think the industry has become a bit lost that way. I think we really need to get back to intimate, good personal relations. And that's really if you've got a good brand behind you and you do that, I think you're on a road to success.
Look, no doubt. And I think just to add, what I take out of that, Gary, is really if people are wondering how they can make their business seem more exciting online, they're really asking the wrong question.
Yes.
Because they're not competing for attention only against other real estate professionals now. People's lives are so busy that they're really competing against everything. They're competing for attention against everything. And really, to win attention these days, they have to be asking, how can we help, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's not really, you know, what you have to offer is not important. It's what someone wants that is important, you know, because I think we all have a lot of similar things to offer. Some have a little bit more to offer than others. So I get that. But ultimately, I mean, I was a salesman for a number of years, you know, when I started real estate, and that was in 1981. And I was a salesman for, you know, I just had a card system. There was no computers. There was no mobile phones. I sound like a bloody dinosaur now. There's no mobile phones. But you know what? I just rang people every week, very disciplined. I rang the same amount of people every week. I had about between 40 and 60 people. I called them weekly. I offered them listings. I met them. I drove them around. I met them at properties. And, you know, I had a pretty successful sales career just doing the basics. And I think we could find great ways to get lost and not do the basics. And every time It's just about going back to the start, doing the basics. That's really about, you know, where it is. And I think as long as you know the basics, and I think that's the most important thing, understand what the basics are, know them, and then as long as you return back to that point, I think you'll always do okay.
No doubt. Look, I absolutely agree with you, Gary. I think a lot of people do get a little bit tied up in some of the technology that is available, and really all that technology is an enabler, or it's really, and I've said this a million times and on the show a couple of times, Gary, that technology and things like social media and digital marketing is really just new tools for old rules. And the phone is essentially the one thing that's going to get your business.
Absolutely. The phone and face-to-face and just, look, I think, I think just asking questions and just being quiet, I think the best, the people that do best in this industry are the ones that listen the best, not the ones that talk the best. So, I think, scripts and dialogues, training, et cetera, it's just about listening. And, we have some training in-house, and part of that is to sort of plant a little seeds, have a little, a little prize sort of hidden away, and go through a script and dialogue session of how people need to unravel that price. That's probably some of the best training we've done, find the key. And we really want to encourage our people to listen and ask questions and learn and understand so then they can deliver.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from a report published by internet advertising company InMobi, which found that 55% of people who use the internet on their phone are using mobile as either their primary or exclusive means of going online, an increase from 40% in 2013. With the rise of mobile adoption, I think it's a timely reminder to look at your online presence and if your website and social media channels are delivering the best mobile experience possible. I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Well, Gary, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Fire away.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Look, it has to be my partner, Philip Kingston. He is an inspiring guy. He lifts me up and he pushes me hard, and he's very, very loyal, and he's a lot of fun to work with. And, he's an incredible auctioneer and negotiator. So I think he's a great inspiration and a partner. I have to say that would be it.
What is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
Well, that would be travelling with my family. I like travelling, and I work in blocks, kind of work 3 or 4 month blocks, and then I travel. So I'm away quite a bit. And to me, there's nothing better than just travelling to different places in the world with my wife and kids. So I know that sounds a bit sucky and cliche, but that is one of the absolutely, that's probably the best thing I love to do.
Have you got a favourite spot that you've been recently?
Well, we do the States a bit. We don't mind going to the old USA, but it wouldn't matter where I went. I've been to Europe with the kids. We've been to the States. We've been to Asia. We do have great holidays. They're very lucky and they know it. But if I wasn't going to be travelling with them and having holidays, then I would never see them because I work evenings and weekends, so it's pretty intense. So that is a great experience for me, just to be anywhere. And, we went to Port Douglas, I think 11 years running in September, and that's a great holiday destination too. You don't need to go out of Australia necessarily to have a great holiday.
Gary, what is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
Well, I think you've got to get back to Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think that is really there's more sales of that than the Bible, and I think every basic business principle is probably noted there. If I can be cheeky and recommend another great book, it's called The Richest Man in Babylon, which is, I don't know if you've heard of that or know it, Josh, but
I don't know.
It is an incredible book. It's written in a very lighthearted way. It's not heavy reading, and it is just a great Bible of business, and it's fun. So The Richest Man in Babylon will not only help people be good business people, but it will help people personally with their money and understanding investing and being smart with money. So that would be the other one.
Fantastic. Now, I think How to Win Friends and Influence People has been a recommendation, I would say, about half a dozen times already on the show. So I'm starting to sense a common thread that if anyone hasn't read it, they certainly should get their hands on a copy.
I'll bet. It's a beauty. Yeah, it's a beauty.
Gary, what is your favourite technology resource you use daily to help you run a better business?
I wouldn't be your smartest interview on this one, Josh, because I'm a bit of a dinosaur, as I said earlier. But look, I'm an email junkie. I don't know whether that counts, but you know, I do have email on my phone, and I, you know, I'm on it all day. I'm sure that's not inspiring to anybody, but you know, between email and phone, that's about it for me. I'm not interested in too many other brilliant things, but no doubt they will come at me, and I'll have to get out of my cave and evolve with them as everybody else does.
No doubt. No, look, that's fine. Well, Gary, it's often said that the success of a real estate business is often measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. But if you had to choose one thing, just one, that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, however they measure it, what would it be, and what would your advice be to overcome it?
Look, I think it's attitude. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, people, this is a game. Real estate is a game that's won and lost in your mind, in my opinion. And, you know, I mean, I've got incredibly successful people here that are not, you know, they're not geniuses, that's for sure. And nor am I, nor is Philip. But I think it's all about attitude and persistence. And at the end of the day, that, you know, those people that are focused and that have got a good attitude and will persist will succeed. They will succeed. And it's not a complicated business. We find ways to make it complicated, but it's just doing those simple things regularly and well that will, in my opinion, just about guarantee success.
Well, Gary, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favourite success quote, and how do you think people in real estate can relate?
Yeah, look, I think persistence beats resistance was the quote that my old boss used to tell me years ago, and I really think that's what it's about. Know, getting back to what I said earlier, you know, it is about just understanding what you need to be doing to be successful and applying yourself. And it's amazing how simple that sounds, but how difficult it is just to follow a course and just stay on it, and not to be taken off course by all of the millions of distractions that are there every day, and the noises in your head and the you know, the things that you think you should be doing. So, you know, understand what it is and just do it, implement it, and stay with it. And I think that sounds incredibly simple, but it's not always so easy to achieve. But that would be my my mantra and my successful tip to anybody that is either struggling or just wants a leg up or a prop up. Just know what it is that you have to do and do it. And it's just not that complicated.
Persistence beats resistance. I absolutely love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'll credit that one back to my old boss. I did have a good old mentor and boss many years ago by the name of Mark Causman. He was long retired, but he used to live by that mantra, and he certainly instilled it in us to our benefit.
Fantastic. Well, listeners, you can find all of the great resources that Gary has shared with us today by visiting our website at steps.com.au/Gary Pia. Well, Gary, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge, and advice today. I know that people are going to resonate with the content that you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about Gary Pia Real Estate?
Look, people are welcome to get in touch with me. My email is garyp@garypia.com.au. Gary P is one R in Gary, just a letter P, garypia.com.au. Or they can call us at our office, which is Melbourne 9526-1927. That's my direct line. Or they can go onto our website, garypia.com.au, and they can check out GPTV and laugh at me being abused or abusing Philip, as many other people do on a weekly basis. And if they can help me sort of give it to him even worse than I do already, I'm all ears.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
That's a pleasure, Josh. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we'd love you to head over to iTunes right now and leave us a review. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, we'd love to hear from you about how we could improve. Because at the end of the day, this show was all started to help you, the Real Estate Pro. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.